So once you've got something to write with, you've got your play sheet or something to write with, close your eyes. Put your hand on your heart. Take some deep, full breaths. Breathe all the way down into your belly. Relax your heart wide open. Take another deep, full breath. We'll just let all that information go. Invite your mind, your beautiful, busy mind, to slide down into your heart. All the way down through your nasal cavity, the top of your throat, the base of your throat, the top of your chest, right down into the very center of your chest, right behind your breastbone. Feel into the space behind your breastbone. And as you drop into the space of your heart, the field of your heart, notice how there's so much that's possible and available to hear. You're connected with the divine. Like ripples in a pond that go out forever into the vastness of the universe, rippling out to connect with the possibilities, the truths, the answers, the vibrations that resonate with you. You are a creatrix. You are in the zone of creation. And telling yourself the truth, letting this question drop into your heart. Where in your business are you following your divine feminine? Where in your business are you just really listening and tuning in and really doing well and following your divine feminine? And wherever that is for you, whether it's in the way of collaborating or connecting or listening to your inner guidance or, you know, paying attention to the energy, staying really, you know, connected with your clients or your marketing, whatever it is. And write that down. Trust whatever's coming up and just write that down. You see, when you write something down, you activate a whole other part of your brain, and it's wonderful to have it be the second action. Now, sometimes we intend and we write first, but in this deep inquiry, you can be free to capture what's coming up right as it's coming up. And tuning back in to your beautiful heart, to that divine feminine flow, that beautiful river that's running through you of energy. Telling yourself that honest to heart truth, where in your business are you not following your divine feminine? Where you're ignoring your divine feminine energy, you're walking over it, you're ignoring it, you're not listening, where you're not in the flow. And especially where it's speaking to you, where you're just ignoring it. You're not attending to it. And whatever comes up for you, write it down. In that journaling process and writing it down, again, it activates a whole other part of the brain, and, you know, information comes through as you actually write down. Journaling's an amazing tool. Tuning back into your heart. Drop your mind down into your heart once again. Take a deep breath through your heart. Where in your business are you trusting your divine feminine? Where in your business are you trusting your divine feminine energy? Trust is a big one. You know, so much of what I'm here to do is help you, serve you with, is to help you to be able to really trust your divine self. And where in your business are you not trusting your divine feminine energy? Tuning back into your heart, where in your business are you not trusting your divine feminine energy? Takes a lot of discipline to trust yourself. Again, it's just good to know where you're not. And dropping right back into your heart, because so much of the feminine pathway is about trusting yourself. What is not trusting yourself? Not trusting your divine feminine energy costing you. What's that costing you? I spoke earlier in the training about some of the costs of not being tapped into our divine feminine in our businesses. So what's not trusting that divine feminine costing you? Good information to have. Okay, take another deep full breath. You're just telling yourself the truth. Awareness precedes change. And if you were really to let your divine feminine create your business pathway, what would that business pathway look like? What would it look like? If you really let your divine feminine, if you were trusting your intuition, if you were taking the time to really be congruent and getting in that energy of, you know, being disciplined, but having it be a discipline because you're doing what you're doing to raise your vibration, to stay in alignment, to be connected to your flow, your creativity, being a creatrix for the sheer pleasure of doing it, being it. If you're really letting your divine feminine create your business, totally trusting. What would that look like? What would your business look like? Who would you be serving? How might you be serving them? What would you be putting out in the world as products, as services? What would you be creating? What would your business look like if you really let your divine feminine create your business? And how you do your business, that business pathway. Just really let yourself go, and just when you're ready, write that down. Put your pencil to paper and just let it come out. What would it look like? Paint that picture. And now, even a more important question is, if you were really to let your divine feminine create your business pathway, what would it feel like? What would it feel like? How would you feel? How would you truly feel if you were letting your divine feminine create what you've just seen for yourself? How would that feel? Would that be exciting for you? Would that be a deep sense of satisfaction to you? Would you just be so excited? Would you feel so incredibly free or peaceful? What would it feel like? And when you're ready, write those feelings down. What would it feel like? You're going to want to stay tuned into what it looks like, and what it feels like. As I teach my conscious creation trainings, that is the essence to your vision. That intention, that clarity of what it'll look like is one thing, but what it feels like is the vibrational currency that shifts our emotional reality and shifts and connects us with those possibilities. Take a deep breath into your heart. Put your hand on your heart. Close your eyes and take a really deep breath in and out through your heart. Really important question. To your heart, if I tell myself the truth, what would I need to surrender to have this? To what your feminine energy wants to create, your business, to feel that way. What would you need to surrender to have this? What would you need to surrender? And tuning in for inspired action. And we're going to ask two different inspired action questions here. The first one that's going to follow up your surrender. What's one inspired action that I could take that would support me in surrendering what I need to surrender? What's one inspired action that I could take that would support me in surrendering what I need to surrender? Write that down. Write down when you're going to take that inspired action. Make the commitment, be disciplined about it, because it'll feel so much better. It'll be a discipline. And tune in for your next inspired action, which is, what's one inspired action that I could take to really let my divine feminine create my business pathway? What's one inspired action that I could take to really let my divine feminine create my business pathway? And then write that down. And our last step will be tuning into what archetypes or sacred wealth code archetypes. So picking one of your sacred wealth code archetypes or drawing one from the deck. And which archetypes will be most supportive, have the highest value gifts that will be most supportive to me in my inspired actions. So you want to do this for each of the inspired actions. You have one inspired action for surrender, one for being in your divine feminine business pathway. So tune into what archetype or archetypes for surrender. And what archetype or archetypes for creating your feminine business pathway, being on your roadmap.